Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Understand that VFN Radio, VFN TV, comes to you like live, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not, you're not listening to something that was, you know, 2 weeks ago or
right.
4 days ago. I mean, this is today.
Mm-hmm.
This is today, and we want to be able to bring a fresh word because we've got to hear what the Spirit says to the church today.
Mm.
So many things going on. If you're 7 days late right now, I mean, it could be over. Mm-hmm. It's a history lesson instead of a prophecy.
That's right.
And nobody wants to hear a prophecy after the fact. You love those guys. I knew exactly that was going to happen. It's
right.
Like, did you just say you knew and you were too much of a coward to step up and let us know so we could have took a different turn?
Mm.
I just pray that the true prophetic men and women would rise up in boldness and begin to speak it out. Because you understand, if you really knew it, God's going to hold you accountable for not saying it. He says it in Ezekiel 33, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He says that everybody's blood is on your hands.
Right.
That's why we have to say it because we got to stand before him. But also think about it. He also says that they may change, they may turn. So our hope is that everybody turns back to God,
mm-hmm.
the God's people who claim to be his, turn back to him.
Yeah.
And then guess what happens? And then God hears from heaven and heals the land.
Right.
And so that's the reason why we're doing this. So it's not something to brag about, to jump up and say, yeah, I knew exactly what. That's just pride, mm-hmm. self-awareness, and wanting self-credit. When the truth is, the credit you're going to get is their blood is on your hands because you should have said something. This is not about you. And we need the prophets, the prophetic people to stand up and boldly speak. You know, and if you truly have a word from God, and you know, let us know.
Yeah.
You know, let us know. We want to hear. I mean, like Steve Bailey was talking and sharing some things, and it was an amen, mm-hmm. you know, meeting with him because we actually heard some of the same stuff. And I said, well, great, let's do something about it, you know. And but then, within 24 hours, less than 24 hours, one of the things that God spoke to him about in more detail was, you know, what's going to happen because of the false teachings, because
mm-hmm.
of, as Steve Hill talked about in the vision he was shown about the avalanche that's coming down that you can hear about on the VFN Torch. You get to it at VFNTV.com. But in this avalanche, it's a lot of false teachings that are just piling up, it's a snow job. It's a snow job.
Wow.
And it's. I don't think it's any strange thing at all that the person who's the whistleblower is named Snowden.
Hmm.
Because it's just a sign that, you know, we're all just being snowed. You know, really, this is a snow job.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that this is what Steve, God showed him, is that we got to be able to fire truths into the snow mountain. This is what they do based on what I've seen and what I've heard. I'm not a snow skier. It's cold. Anyway, and it's slippery.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
I'm not into those two things. Is that when snow gets real loose on top of the mountain, it's a dangerous thing because all of a sudden an avalanche begins to, and there's so much, I'm not going to use the word that comes to Pat's mind, piled up right now on top of this mountain. And think about it. There's so much snow,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
so much false teaching piled up. And my heart just breaks because you're seeing folks, it's like, you just got tired of teaching them, folks, so you just started, you thought you needed to conjure something else up.
That's
you
right.
should have just said, no, be loosed! And go teach what I yeah. taught you for the last 20 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then go find some more folks or something. But don't
right.
start coming up with new doctrine. My goodness. And that message undid all of everything else
yeah.
that was done. And so you got to fire these truths into that. Because if you fire, they fire shots into this avalanche, potential avalanche, it's all this soft snow sitting on top of the mountain. Then it causes smaller avalanches, and then so the stuff still does still happen, but this huge avalanche. Because I'd always think, you know, what snow, you know, what okay. snow's so light,
mm-hmm. yeah,
snow's.
You haven't been around yeah. snow. That's spoken from a person who's never shoveled and a person yeah. who's never walked.
Well,
in
no,
snow.
No, eventually. No, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did. Well, we want to hear your snow job. We want to hear about what happened
hey.
There. But the you know, but you know, I thought, but I always that was my perception though.
Mm.
My perception was it's light. What's the big deal? Yeah, it's stupid what he's saying, but it's no big deal.
Right.
It's like, hey, that's a flake of snow,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna pile up, and it's gonna cause an avalanche. you have to say, with all love and respect, that's not true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the analogy of snow, of course, I was in Brooklyn, and my car was snowed in, but I still had the, I mean, here's snow everywhere. Mm. And I'm thinking, it's so light, because you can pick it up little by little, and it's just so light.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so I shoveled just a few, you know, little pathway out, a little small little driveway out type thing at the Brooklyn shipyard there. And, but I left a little snow that's still there. I'm thinking, I'll just get my car going, just knock it out of the way, right?
Out, right?
Mm-hmm. It was like packing a cannon, man. Next thing you know, exhaust is coming in my car. Like, it was amazing how significant flakes are. Yeah. You got to pay attention to flakes because flakes produce huge mountains of
stuff.
Flaky gospel, flaky messages, and it stacks up. And it doesn't look like it's going to harm you, but one flake after another flake after another flake, and next thing you know, I mean, you're packed in.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, a snowplow can come past you and just shove all this false teaching over you and those that you're actually been, you know, flaking out on. And all of a sudden, you're just like held captive.
Mm.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's not, you know, bad, but rest assured, if you hang around the snow long enough and you have to deal with the ramifications of all the flakes that look pretty when they're, people are like, yeah, they're individual flakes and they come down. Well, the truth is there's not such thing as an individual, different, separate identity truth every single time that comes down. That's snowflakes. That's not the gospel.
Right.
The gospel is the same. It's not different every time somebody preaches it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's the thing about a snowflake. You know, it's like a fingerprint. Everyone's totally different. And it's like, that's with flakes. That's not with the gospel. Mm-hmm. And we're not supposed to have a different gospel, not another Jesus. And so all this stuff is piled up. It's just piled up. And so we've got to begin to speak truth. So if you'll rise up and begin to speak truth, and that's what, imagine that. Imagine you fire this truth, these words. I mean, Jesus said that his tongue is a sword. So when you speak those words, that truth out, don't worry about, a lot of flakes are going to flake out. But understand, it'll go right into that soft snow and it'll break it up some. And then you fire another shot. And you fire another shot. And in love now, you're coming just against the false teaching, not against the individual who's held captive through Lucifer's will to flake out. You actually want them to make it. But you have to deal with this, because this is what God was showing Steve Hill, and you can actually hear this and see this on the VFN Torch or VFNTV.com. There's an avalanche and it's about to come. Mm-hmm. It's about to pour down, and I can see it. And they're just flaking it up, man. They got so many flakes falling on top of it.
And many will be lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People say, well, the Lord's not going to come back. But see, you understand this. If the bus hits you today, it doesn't matter when the Lord's coming back, because you just went to go see him.
That's right. It's over for
you. Know, if you end up, and this is the whole thing. My amazement about snow was that the second you get covered with a whole bunch of flakes, you know, the second you allow your relationships to be with a whole bunch of flakes, you can't breathe anymore.
Hmm.
You have to be carrying oxygen with you. They'll suffocate you. And you'll wonder, what's going on? It was just light snow, but next thing you know, I got flakes all over me. Right? But absolutely, it's snow. And so their biggest concern is when you get caught, you know, in an avalanche, is that you suffocate. You suffocate. You're not going to be able to breathe anymore. And it was so, it's just so in tune with the reality of false teachings, because it just seems so light, that one flake. But you have to understand, there's a lot of flakes. There's a lot of things coming down, but since 97% of the church is not even reading the Word, according to George Barna, really, 81% is not even touching their Bibles at all, and we're depending on the flakes whoever they are. I mean, he said, you know them by their fruit, but if you've never spent any time with them and you don't know their life and don't know people who walk with them or have people who can testify of their life, you don't know. You don't know. It could be a flake, you know, piling up on top of your mountain. And so I just want to encourage you, and God's just confirmed this very specifically, that, and that's what our desire is, any huge flakes over you, any huge mountain over you right now that's been raining down false teachings, we just wanted to say, we want to come against that and say, come off of him, come off of her in Jesus' name. We just pray for the ability to breathe the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.